Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Today we have the privilege of hearing another testimony from a man deep in ministry. Join us in Bonita Springs, Florida, to hear how divine circumstances took one man from the parties to the pulpit.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. Today, I'm very excited to have you hear the testimony of a good friend of mine, Marty Moon. Marty is used to be a youth pastor. Now he's the assistant pastor of Gospel Baptist Church in Bonita Springs, Florida, a church that has a heart for souls. We've been there several times. We've loved working with Brother Marty. But many years ago, 1989, I remember as a young preacher, I was asked to speak at a very exciting event in Greenville, South Carolina, or outside Greenville. There were going to literally be hundreds, and there, if I could remember the exact number, it might have been even a couple of thousand, but it was a lot of teenagers that were going to be there, and I was going to have the privilege of preaching three times. Well, I'll never forget that day when rain came in and rained it out and they canceled it. And I don't know when, but somewhere during that day, a young man who had traveled with me on my ministry a year or so before called me up and said, "Brother Van Gelderen, I hear that that event has been canceled. I'm having a youth activity tonight. Would you come and preach?" I remember going over and preaching a simple gospel message to about 30 teenagers. And that night, there was a young man there by the name of Marty Moon, who is now an assistant pastor, and he's going to tell his story. I want you to listen because it's a great story. It has some good application. If you're here and don't know 100% sure you're on your way to heaven, make sure you listen to this story. Even if you do know the Lord, you listen because there's something that I think you'll be touched and encouraged by.
All right. Well, I think one of the most important things about a Christian, of course, is his testimony. And I'm always thankful to be able to look back and see how the Lord saved me. I grew up in Greenville, South Carolina, which many people believe is the buckle on the Bible Belt. A lot of Christian heritage in that area. I grew up going to church. I grew up having my parents take me to church until I was about 7 years of age, and then my parents pretty much quit going to church. And from that point, the only time I ever really darkened the door of a church is when a friend would invite me to go. And during my teen years, I would get invited to go to an activity or to a church because of a friend from school. But I didn't really want to go. I just went because a friend asked me to go. But even during the times that I did go to church, I was always uncomfortable. But I did make some decisions for the Lord. I walked forward. I remember at least one time going forward and praying a prayer. I remember after that time getting baptized. But really nothing stuck from that, took hold from those decisions that I made as a young man. And really was just lost in my sin. I tried to fill the God-shaped void in my heart by just sin and doing what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. I was given a nickname back then at high school, Party Hardy Marty Moon. That was kind of my name, and unfortunately I lived up to that name. But on Christmas Eve 1988, my sister, unknowingly to me, took my car, her and her boyfriend, took my car and wrecked it, put it in a ditch. And I got home from work, and my car wasn't there, which I was going to use that night. And my sister came in a little bit later, and sadly, she told me that my car was in a ditch. So my dad and I got out, found the car, and he went to get a wrecker. And I stayed there with the car, waiting on him to come back. And while I was standing there, a young lady in the yard, which the car was in the ditch, came out and said, "Who are you?" Started asking me a bunch of questions. And she kept asking me questions and asking me questions, and I was, glad to talk to someone. And she got my telephone number and found out where I lived. And actually, for the next 4 months, she invited me to church. And so on April the 15th, 1989, after being asked and asked and asked to come to church, I finally decided that one day to go. And I showed up in church, got out of my car, and the girl that I had invited me actually ran away, and I started to leave. But a youth pastor there at a Colonial Hills Baptist Church in Taylor, South Carolina, invited me to stay. And so I did. I stayed and had a great time at a youth activity. Then I came back from that youth activity, and I heard from the youth director that there was going to be a preacher. I didn't really want to stay. I kind of just wanted to go, but they offered some ice cream, so I decided to go ahead and stay. And I stayed. I'm so glad I did. After the ice cream, there was a man that I met there, the preacher, evangelist, was named Jim Van Gelderen. So I stayed, and I heard him preach, and he preached on the white throne judgment about how every person who does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior would be at that judgment and ultimately be cast into the lake of fire. And sitting there in my chair with about 20 or 30 other teenagers at 17 years of age, I remember thinking to myself, if I was to die tonight, I would go to that place called the lake of fire. And actually, I can remember imagining in my mind getting in my car and heading home, which was only about 10, 15 minutes away in Taylor's, and actually dying and going to hell if somehow I died that night. And I remember a question that Dr. Van Gelderen asked to us teenagers. He said, "Are you 100% sure if you were to die tonight that you would go to heaven?" And I thought to myself, maybe 50 or 60 or 70%, but I was not 100%. So during the invitation, I walked back to the back of the room, and a man by the name of Chuck Culpepper, who was assistant pastor at that time of Colonial Hills Baptist Church, took me upstairs and from the Word of God showed me how I could place my faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone as my personal Savior. And that was the greatest day of my life, April the 15th, 1989. What a great day that was. So really the challenge I have for teenagers today is, number one, to know for sure if you were to die the day that you'd be in heaven. As Brother Van Gelderen said, are you 100% sure if you were to die the day you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And my second challenge would be to the Christian young man or young lady to simply invite. I, praise the Lord, I've been in the ministry now for over 20 years and saved by the grace of God simply because a young lady invited me to come to a youth activity. Praise the Lord what He's done. And I'm thankful for this opportunity. May God bless you all.
Well, what a blessing to hear that testimony. I hope you're encouraged by it. And young person, if you're saved on your way to heaven and part of the generation, remember, total surrender, total dependence. There are young people just like Brother Marty that need someone to give them the gospel, to invite them to church. And if we're surrendered to the Lord Jesus, He will lead us as we depend upon Him to invite and to give the gospel. May the grace of God be with you as you open your mouth for Jesus Christ.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.